This is Hypothesis. I'm Alec Hamilton. Today, we're talking about how wildlife survives in the most urban of environments. We'll also tell you about a new project that we want you to get involved with. But first, I'm here with Marielle Anzalone, an urban botanist who knows how to spot the rare and wild things that grow in New York City. Marielle, what got you interested in wildlife in the city in the first place?
Really, my professors in grad school. I went to school thinking I was going to go do tropical ecology, but my teachers would take me on tours of New Jersey and say, isn't this cool? Look at what this is. And, you know, I'm a Jersey girl. I grew up there, but never thought about it as an oasis for nature. And it's really just a matter of opening your eyes to what's around you. Nature's everywhere.
Has there been anything that you found here that was really just surprising?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think one thing people would be really surprised to know is that New York City still has orchids. New York City used to have 30 species of orchids, but now we only have 6 species left and they're all doing badly. So it's kind of the story of urban ecology generally.
So you came up with an idea for this project, Wild NYC. How does it work?
I thought people could look out their window and see what's out there. Maybe it's some weird-looking fungus. Maybe it's a bird that's hanging out on a street tree, or maybe there's a really interesting little wildflower in a sidewalk, but there's something. So it would be fun to have people take pictures of them and share them, and then it'll give us an opportunity also to help identify them and get people to put names with faces, so to speak.
Okay, listeners, here's where you come in. It's springtime. Go outside, take photos of wildlife, and send them to us on Twitter or Instagram at WNYC with the hashtag WildNYC. We'll help you ID what you find, and we'll post the best ones on our website. For more information, you can go to WNYC.org. I'm Alec Hamilton. This is Hypothesis.